Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Rick Adams, as you can hear, coming to you tonight by the miracle of telephone. We are stepping into the 21st century, and we are going to have with us momentarily John Clark of Americans for Immigration Control, fresh back from his sneak, and I do mean sneak, appearance at the La Raza convention in California this past week. So we're going to be talking with him very shortly, and there's a lot, of course, to talk about with regard to the two panderers, the two traitors, as I like to call them. This clown, John McCain, son of Cain McCain, and not to be outdone, of course, by Barack Obama, both of whom are pandering to illegals, but they are more than that. They are pandering to the power brokers who have created the illegal issue for the United States, the globalist Zionist one-worlders who are destroying our borders, just as they have destroyed the sovereignty of Iraq. And now they are trying to do the same to Iran. And they have done it to Afghanistan with their evil ambitions and intentions. Once again, here in America, we are seeing the final stages of an all-out assault upon the integrity of our sovereignty. So tonight, we will bring back to the microphones John Clark, who, as you know, has produced a number of documentaries, including his latest one, Broken Borders, which I heartily recommend to all listeners. You can order it and get a copy of it by going to immigrationcontrol.com. So when John is ready, we'll bring him up and we will talk to him about what he encountered, and some interesting things, I'm told, and some fascinating altercations as well. A lot going on, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, in the country. I want to thank those of you who have written to me, emailed me. We did get a great response last Friday to our last Friday's program as well. So I appreciate all the emails that you have been sending in. I can't answer all of them, but I do get them, and I appreciate them. So what we have now, I believe, is the break coming up, and when that's done, we will bring John Clark right to the podium here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And I want to remind all of you out there to support Rick Adams and the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, you can do that by supporting Republic Trading as well. Mention my code when you order your silver, your gold, and whatever it is in your portfolio from Republic Trading, Adams13. Adams13. Rick Adams will be right back with John Clark.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. There you go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
I guess they do. And here we are. We're back once again with John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. Broken Borders, his last video. Hi, John.
How you doing, Rick?
Oh, all righty. Good to have you back tonight. We're on the phone lines. We've had a problem with our digital line, but that's okay. I just mentioned in the opening segment that you attended the convention of La Raza last week.
Well, I think the correct term is the Tan Clan.
What was it? The Tan Clan?
The Tan Clan. Yeah, they're no different than the KKK. They're just a different color. That's all. I went in and I had registered for my press credentials a few weeks prior. And the main reason for going there is just to see the pandering of Obama and McCain. This is the mm-hmm. main thing. And also, the tactics that they're using.
Yeah.
If I didn't know any better about this organization, what a racist organization and what a threat they are to this country, I would have signed up right then. I mean, we got in. They had American flags, huge stage with electronic American flags. They paraded these Hispanic vets in wheelchairs across in front of the audience, to give them applause, which really is really a travesty the way they treat these people, these vets that were injured in, whatever war. Also, they had the Honor Guard, Marine Corps Honor Guard come out. The American flag, Yankee Doodle Dandy was playing. Pledge of Allegiance. It really looked patriotic. They've really really learned their lessons from when they had the demonstrations a few years ago. They really looking patriotic. Like I said, if I didn't know any better about this organization, I would have said, where do I sign up at?
They try to clean their act up pretty well, huh?
Yeah. Now, there were a lot of our demonstrators out in front, and there were a lot of Obama demonstrators. When I first got there, I was going to cover Obama's speech, but the line was 5 hours long to wait. You had to wait 5 hours, you know, to get upstairs to hear Obama. So I did, like I said, I did have La Raza, or Tan Clan, press credentials. So I went over and interviewed some of the Obama people, and it was really frightening how racist these people are. And these were Hispanic. One said she was Native American Indian. She said, well, white people won't do the job. And I, and
white people
land.
Won't work in this country?
Yeah, and she said, this is our land. I said, well, that sounds like a racist comment to me. And she started yelling, he's a hate spreader. He's a hate spreader. Because questioning what Obama said, that he'll give amnesty to anywhere from 12 to 30 million illegals. He's already said that. And they start.
And universal health care, by the way.
And, well, everything. We know about this guy, at least most of the people in the media. A lot of them are siding with McCain because they are part of the problem. If it wasn't for your network, the network that I'm going to be starting a radio show on soon, we wouldn't have any outlets because I know a lot of people at CNN and Fox, not a lot, a few, I should say, not a lot, that really want to get the word out, but they are stopped at the pass by the higher-ups that don't want the message out. One of the reasons, take Fox, for instance. I mean, they pose as, you know, the source. I used to watch because of Bill O'Reilly, then I found out about the neocons and William Kristol and Geraldo Rivera, one of the worst people there is in broadcasting.
Hmm. Yes.
And all it is a dog and pony show. The only one that really gets the message out to some degree is Lou Dobbs. You know, I'm talking on the national basis like that. So this Tan Clan meeting down there, like I said, they've really cleaned up their act, and a lot of the people that volunteer for them really think that they are a group for Hispanics. But any group that wants a group for their own, that really is a racist group. But like I said, it was the Obama people were on one side of the street, yelling, screaming. I mean, a tremendous amount of them. Our people were right in front of the building as they had a permit. Now, most of the people didn't know who I was. Barbara Coe was there. Obviously, she knew, but I told her not to, pretend like she didn't know me because they were watching.
That's what I was going to ask you. So you went in basically incognito, huh?
Yeah, and because they were watching me pretty closely. And I was confronted by one of our people who came right up to me and started putting his finger in my chest. Hey, go on the other side, you know, because I had the, Tan Clan press credentials, and he didn't know who I was. And, you know, Barbara had to come over and say, hey, leave him alone.
Bye.
So I had really a lot of harassment from our own people, more so than, inside. But
their reaction was fairly normal, right, compared to what we're hearing from the other side.
Yeah, the other side, people have to be aware that this La Raza, which means the race, they're trying to deny that it means the race. They are funded by the Ford. They were probably created by the Ford Foundation. And like I said, they're no different than the KKK. They're a racist organization. They support Mecha, which advocates the overthrow of the southwestern United States, which they call Aztlan. They're a very vile organization. And then to have this woman, Margola, the president of the Tan Clan, go on Lou Dobbs' show and threaten to get him fired for speaking the truth, for having people on, that want to speak the truth, American citizens. In other words, they're trying to shut us up. I'll be sending you a DVD of the footage that I shot of our people, McCain. I did. I was up there with the big boys. I had my small camera with the, you know, the big ones. Pretty funny. I've got pictures of me standing there with the camera. But you'll see how patriotic they've made this look. But again, their goal is twofold. Well, a little more than twofold. But I was talking to a woman from Mexico who told me that the Mexican government is one of the major backers of the Tan Clan. Because they want to get rid of the dark-skinned Mexicans, so they're throwing them onto us. They're afraid of the dark-skinned Mexicans for a revolution. And there is a revolution fermenting in Mexico right now. I've been warned about that for about two or three years, that it was brewing in Baja.
Mexico's the land of revolutions, obviously.
Yeah, so they want to dump the brown-skinned Mexicans on us. Which they're afraid of. So, and then they turn around and call us the racists, which is really, really a joke. And in the same token, while they're getting rid of the people they don't want, they're sending money back to Mexico. And in the same token, they're, you know, like on my show, I'm going to have a recording of a gentleman who understands Spanish, and he said he hears all the time, them dumb gringos. And that's exactly how they feel about us. We're just a bunch of dumb gringos. I mean, we have to be. So allow this to go on, allow this La Raza to even consider John McCain or Obama as being in the White House. I mean, this is absolute absurdity.
They're
absurd.
You know, I was reading Jerome Corsi's column recently this past week on the subject of the address to LULAC, the other organization, and, of course, McCain and Obama both are pandering heavily to that group, as well as La Raza and other illegal organization, advocates of illegals in the United States. Let's make that clear. They're advocates for illegals in the United States, and both of these men, both of these candidates are repeating their position that we must, at least secure our border. But don't stop there. As John McCain said, we must not make the mistake of thinking that our responsibility to meet this immigration reform challenge will end with that accomplishment of securing the border, meaning we've got to get on with illegals amnesty. That is amnesty for illegal aliens. And that's what he's always represented.
Rick, you have to understand, when you see the video that I filmed of John McCain at the Tan Clan meeting, you'll see he's saying that we have to, you know, secure the border. We can't let people break the law, wink, wink, because he learned his lesson from LULAC, you know, not going overboard. This man is an absolute fraud. Obama is just one of the worst things that ever come along. Somebody who's spent 134 days in the Senate is going to run this country, who's a racist. He has a Marxist background. But just wait until Dr. Corsi's book comes out next month, which is called Abomination, which really exposes this fraud. The other thing was there was a conference in Los Angeles. I was going to try to cover that, but McCain and Obama turned it down. It was the Latino Congress. And one of the endorsers of this was the Communist Party USA. That was the main reason why I was going to cover it.
Sure.
I was going to say that if they attended, then, you know, they really, it's a slap in the face to the American public because they're endorsing, they're giving legitimacy to the Communist Party. Now, Bob Pacheco, who I interviewed in San Diego at the Tan Clan's meeting in San Diego, as the spokesperson for the California Latinos for McCain, and I interviewed him in L.A., and then I looked at the Latino Congress website, saw he was going to be the spokesperson for McCain at this Latino Congress sponsored by the Communist Party USA.
Hang on to that thought, John. Unfortunately, we got a quick break, all right? We'll get back to him and the McCain campaign in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Okay, thank you, George. Now we're back, John Clark. From Americans for Immigration Control. John, tell us from the beginning again for our listeners about McCain's handler there, John McCain.
Yeah, Bob Pacheco was, I interviewed him in at the Tan Clan's meeting in San Diego. He was the California director for Latinos for McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw he was going to speak on McCain's behalf at this Latino Congress a week later, which was sponsored by the Communist Party USA, I called him and asked him if he was aware that it was sponsored by the Communist Party USA, and he said no. In fact, he sounded shocked by it. So I told him to check out the website, check out the endorsers, which I would imagine that he did. So he was aware that the Communist Party USA was sponsoring it. I contacted McCain's office and said, are you aware that you've got a spokesperson speaking at an organization that's sponsored by the Communist Party, and they weren't aware of it, but I just found out through my sources that he did go ahead and speak there. So obviously they have...
Well, he'd be right at home with them.
Bob Pacheco speaking on behalf of McCain spoke at an organization that in part is sponsored by the Communist Party USA, along with Obama, which we knew Obama would. I mean, he just doesn't care. Like we said, and Dr. Corsi has said, with the Marxist background that he has. I think I mentioned to you about this new radio show that I have coming up, debuting August 5th.
Well, you did a radio program last month, right? And I neglected.
Yeah, I was a guest host on it, and they asked me if I would do a radio show, and I said I didn't know if I had time, but I'm going to give it a shot. It's going to be on 2 days a week on www.theamericanvoice.com.
Americanvoice.com.
Right, and they call in at 1-800-433-1429, and I'd like to invite you to come on sometime in August to guest host with me. I had my friend Steve Brown from KFAB in Omaha guest host with me when I was on last time. So I'd like to have you come on. We've got quite a lineup coming in. Reverend Jesse Peterson's coming in. Joey Vento, who you know. Terry
Anderson, we had him on the show.
Lou Barletta, Ron Bass, Frank George. We've got Joe Loya from the Campiano Ramos, father-in-law. Janice Miller from Florida. Also, a new addition is going to be Ted Gunderson, who's a retired senior FBI agent.
Yes.
He spoke at an event I put on back in 96 in Washington, D.C., and he's going to be on the show along with Bob Fletcher, who investigated Sonny Bono's murder, and giving the facts on exactly what happened to Sonny Bono. He will be coming on the show also. So I hope people, this is the only way we're going to get the message out is your show and other shows like it, because we've been cut off at the pass by the major networks.
Naturally.
Because of the ones that are controlling it, the neocons, communists, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Marxists.
Zionists.
I just call them anti-American, the ACLU. Also, there's a group in California that's going to have 100 people do a citizen's arrest on Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. This man is the low of low, and I may even participate in that because that is my city. That's the city where I'm originally from, San Francisco. But this man needs to be locked up, put away. In fact, most of the politicians.
Well, we just had this scumbag Speaker of the House here, this Palazzi, Nancy Pelosi, you know?
She came
to my state here in Rhode Island, and she gave a quick song and dance, raised a few dollars, kissed Patrick Kennedy's butt, and essentially said, we are the choice of the American people. And here they fail the American people, the impeachment proceedings against Bush, handing him everything virtually that he wanted in this alleged war on terror, this neocon agenda. They gave only passive resistance to it. And then she said, well, we can't drill for oil in Alaska, because that would upset the tundra. Woman is an elitist socialist Marxist.
She is a childhood friend of mine in California, is good friends with Pelosi, or was until she
was
educated. I've educated her over the years about Pelosi and the immigration. Now she's really on our side, but there's no getting through to Pelosi because she's just a sellout. I did an investigation on Pelosi. She has a ranch in Napa Valley. The workers are illegals. She has a fence around her place. She doesn't want a fence on the border, but they have she has a fence around hers.
There you go.
Her husband is involved with a group that is building or has built a $100 million resort in Mexico down in Cabo San Lucas. Just all kind of $1 million condo in Tahoe. And these are supposedly, for the people. These are elitists who keep the race issue alive, and it shouldn't be a race issue. If Americans don't get it together and say enough of this African-American or Mexican-American and just say American, these people are going to beat us because it's divide and conquer.
That's the strategy. It's working, though. All right, we've got to
balkanize this, and that's the communist tactics.
Yeah, unfortunately
it's
true.
Well.
Yep. All right, John, take a break. We've got people who wish to speak with us, and we will take your calls from up north, Canada, here in the United States. Stay tuned. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. John Clark is my guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
Okay, hey, we're back. And we're talking with John Clark, who is a regular here on my program. And, of course, John has been in this fight for a number of years now, the fight for America and how we're losing it every day, and the traitorous politicians who are trying to become president of the United States, we see have been anointed by the controlled media, and of course both of them are sellouts. These are the ones they say are the presumptive nominees of the party. Well, anyway, it ain't there yet. It ain't to that point yet. But we'll be seeing this convention, and we'll be seeing this pandering, John, to the Hispanic vote in America. And yet it is not, as you say, the, quote, Hispanic issue, since the polls have consistently showed that people in America who are legally here, Hispanics, have also come down strongly against the illegal invasion by a very large margin, I might add.
Well, the Tan Clan does not represent Hispanic Americans. The ones that I've talked to say absolutely not. They represent the special interests, the multinationals, the Communist Party, you name it, anybody that has ill will for this country.
Weaselfall Foundation,
the Mexican government,
yeah.
You name it. They don't represent Mexican people, period.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many legal Mexicans out in front demonstrating that, and you'll see that in the footage that that I'll send you probably in another week.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let me grab a couple of calls here, people already on the lines who wish to speak to John about this issue. Our number is 800-313-9443. First, let me see if I can take a call up north in Canada. It's John. Hello there, John. You're on the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's really a difficult subject to deal with because there's so many issues that are involved. Like, I agree with much of what you guys are saying, and then sometimes I have profound disagreements. So, you know, to me, there is no left-wing, right-wing. I feel that that is a way of divisiveness within our communities. Some ideas are better than others, and particularly indivisible principles of justice that serve all people equitably are the position stances that every American should uphold. But, of course, people forgotten the teachings of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. But in other respects, we shouldn't forget, or I would agree most heartedly, that it is the corporations that keep this black Hispanic thing going. I mean, it's CNN every day that tells us what black people think, as opposed to the white people and the Hispanics think. They're always doing that almost every single day. So they're trying to reinforce these ways of classifying our opinions based on skin tone. And really, we should be more concerned with freedoms at home. And as I say, I'm from Canada. I'm concerned just as well as everybody else is that your freedoms at home are, you know, just about completely decimated in respect to what your rights are as preserved currently today. And so I hear your worries, but, you know, I'd hope that you guys would spend more time concerned with, you know, as you probably are, because it's, you know, it's so easy to get involved in all these different separate issues that it means so much. But, you know, the fact that justice isn't prevailing anymore, and as a consequence, every American's freedom is suffering. And two, Obama, I don't know whether you guys know this, do you know his mother is white? So he's as much a white man as he is a black man.
Yes, but also in his book, he said he tried to distance himself from white people. Read his book, and you'll see the quote. In fact, get Dr. Corsi's book that's coming out next month. The man is a racist. He really doesn't like white people. And read his book, and he says so in his book, the quotes. Also,
right.
He says his book, I don't have them right in front of me, but...
Well, I hear what you're saying, but the divisions, like, for him to divide the masses and
conquer,
he has to be able to capture the black... the racist aspect, and if he's more white than he is black, if we consider the women the bearers of ourselves, you know, maybe arguably you could say 51% more white than black, of which CNN will never remind anybody. No, what do black people think of Black Obama? Black Obama, Black Obama. Andrew, come on. I got an idea for you, a strategy. Just show a picture of his white wife, or his white mother, sorry, all over everything you do, and remind everybody that he's just as much white as he is black, but keep
well,
on
I mean,
struggle.
He's of multi-races, by the way. He's not just of two races.
True.
From what I understand, at least
right.
Three. So, I mean, the thing is, he's colored, as we would say. He's of the colored race, if you will. He's a mixture, he's a conglomeration, and, you know, the fact of the matter is that he has, regardless of his race and his mantra, he really and truthfully has nothing to say. I mean, no matter what is said about the issues from the McCain camp, for instance, Phil Gramm finally, you know, realizing what a fool he is and getting out of the campaign, I mean, all we hear from Obama is a joke about it, is that we've got enough Dr. Phil's, you know, but he doesn't tell us what he would do with regard to the economy. You know why? Because he doesn't have a clue as to what to do.
Well, he keeps saying change. Well, Adolf Hitler said the same thing. Let's have a little change. So don't believe a word this man says. And he is a racist. And I've read quotes from his book. I've watched his pastor, listened to his pastor, that he denied that he knew anything about this man. His wife coming out with comments, "I'm finally proud of my country." You know, these are racist people. We don't need anybody like this in the White House. And dividing people, that's a communist tactic. And the Communist Party is alive and well. Right. Russia and Red China are the enemy of our country, period.
Okay, well,
they're working with Hugo Chavez. They're working with Iran, even though Iran is a Muslim state. They're still using them almost as a client state. And their main goal is still the destruction of us, capitalism, the United States of America. Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, also the president of Iran, have both made the same statement. We will bring America to its knees. And they're doing it. They're doing it with the gasoline. They're doing it with the mortgage crisis. It's almost like it's engineered. I'm not saying the mortgage crisis was engineered, but here's a lot of corporations out there saying, hey, let's grab as much as we can while we can. And they were giving mortgages to illegal aliens, anybody that had money. They didn't care.
Yeah, but
and then because they knew the American taxpayer would bail them out. But as far as dividing the Communist Party, that's their tactic. And they are, you want to call them Marxist, socialist, whatever you want to call them, they are alive and well, and their goal, and they're using immigration, illegal immigration, to destroy this country. It's a vehicle, and they're working right hand in hand with the globalists. They want the North America Union and one world government, the Illuminati, okay, whatever you want to call it, okay?
Okay, could I just have one more comment?
Sure, John. Go ahead.
Okay, well, just, oh boy, you know, you address so many issues there. You know, the bankers, the ninja loans go out to nobodies. They're pocketing the cash, and it's your failures to understand how you're being scammed that you're going to go under. You know, the banks want you to blame the poor guy, but yet he's got no identification. Second, you know, your freedoms are being destroyed now. You say you want to protect your freedoms. Well, take a stand against, you know, Obama's lies. Obama told us he supports open communication because his ideas are better. And that's the thing. If he's got an idea or a policy that doesn't make sense and is trumped by reason, that's how they're defeated. You know, you don't go, well, it's just a socialist communist thing. What specifically is the idea and why is it wrong?
Saying we shouldn't confront that he's a Marxist or a communist?
No, that's blind ideology. You don't understand what you're speaking, and it's an excuse to not be able to defend your actual ideas. If you specifically isolate which idea you're talking about, I could prove this to you over endlessly. Like with healthcare, for example, you're saying socialized healthcare. Well, you have insurance companies that clear 70% as profit in your country, and just on that one aspect of healthcare, in Canada, we don't have an insurance company. So if you just took that one step, never mind anything else, just the fact that we don't have a middleman there pocketing all the cash.
And you also can't bear arms.
The doctors?
No, you can't bear arms, guns.
Well, one issue at a time. This is what I'm saying is when you say whatever, you have to isolate your specific idea and then challenge it with mathematics and with science and with reason. And as a consequence, you can find better ways of doing things as it is in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights demanding evidence to form your conclusion. Obama tells you his ideas can beat anybody, so he's willing to talk to anybody on any issue. But when it comes to on-the-ground action, he's not talking to Hamas. Not talking to Palestinian Christians who have their houses thieved from themselves with American taxpayers because he knows he's going to lose. He knows he'll lose that
absolute fraud. An absolute fraud.
Yep.
And you want a total background on this fraud, then read Dr. Corsi's book, Abomination, which will be coming out next month. I don't have the entire background on Obama. All I know, I've been working on the Hill in Washington, D.C. for 13 years, and the vast majority are frauds. He's one of the worst. 134 days.
Both of them are equally evil.
Yeah,
both of them got
problems.
Okay, thank you, John, from Canada. I appreciate your call. And let's take one from Dave in Texas now. Hello there, Dave. You're on with John Clark, my guest.
Evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
I was going to make an observation, if I might, and I hope you'll understand this in the spirit in which it's given. Hear me out very quickly.
Sure.
I believe a lot of the problem here could be, at least as I interpret it, and if I'm wrong about how I interpret it, then I will have to stand corrected, but please understand how I interpret it. This problem might be resolved if they properly enforced the 14th Amendment, at least as I interpret it, because as I read the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. That is, if you're legal. If you're born or the child of an illegal, you're not subject to the jurisdiction thereof, therefore you're not a citizen and can't be born a citizen if you're born illegally.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two, for counting censuses, representatives shall be apportioned among these several states according to the respective numbers of these states counting whole persons excluding Indians not taxed. Who are whole persons? Those who are either naturalized or born legally as opposed to illegally in this country. If you're not illegal in this country, you're not to be counted in our census. So therefore, they wouldn't have the power to demographically turn our country upside down demographically the way they're trying to do.
Well, that's all true, would you say, but the courts, unfortunately, have interfered.
Right, and the courts are wrong, and I do agree.
Right.
But we need to get back to true, as I've said in other occasions, true strict constructionist and strict constitutional government.
Amen.
And the 14th Amendment also talks about the laws being applied equally and fairly to all people within each state's jurisdiction, including the what becomes known as the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, actually appears in the 14th Amendment. And it's not being, for example, California lets all these illegals in. It's not applying the law fairly and equally to its legal population in order to give benefits to illegals who don't deserve them and haven't earned them and are not, in my read of the Constitution, supposed to be eligible for them. Therefore, they're violating the 14th Amendment, and every Californian could be party to a class action lawsuit against the state government of California for violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, in my opinion.
Okay, the 14th Amendment, we've been trying to get clarified for many, many, many years. Congressman Brian Bilbray had H.R. 7 back in the middle 90s that would clarify the 14th Amendment. This 14th Amendment is just absolute absurdity. It was meant for the slaves after the Civil War. They've been abusing it. It's like rewarding a bank robber. They break into the country. They're criminals. They come in, and they're rewarded by giving the child U.S. citizenship. And as Rick will tell you, this latest film, Broken Borders, that we just finished, shows how illegal Cubans, once they set foot on American soil, not only citizenship, but they hand them $10,000 in cash, free medical, and a low-interest business loan. That's only for Cubans.
Yes.
So these people have no rules.
That's a violation
of
the law. This month's issue, there's a publication put out by an independent conservative college known as Hillsdale College in Michigan. Their publication is called Imprimis.
Yeah.
It's a free newsletter.
It
comes out once monthly.
I get it.
This month's issue is on the 14th Amendment. And if you have, especially Rick, if you have it, you ought to go back and look at it. And it refers to Senator Jacob Howard of Ohio, who was the author of the Citizenship Clause of the 14th Amendment, and how he specifically interpreted himself at the time he wrote the amendment, that it was not to refer to illegals or just anyone being born on our territory, only to those subject to legal jurisdiction and their parents being legal at the time of a child's
Ohio
birth, or it doesn't count.
Ohio and New Jersey pulled out.
Well,
and,
if you knew a lawyer that would take on the case, this is the problem that we have straight across the board. People like the Tan Clan gets millions, if not billions of dollars from U.S.
Mm-hmm.
taxpayers,
mm-hmm.
the corporations. Here we go with slave labor. That's why everything's made in China, because of the slave labor. Now, why do they want these people? The Democrats want them for voters.
Right.
The illegal Cubans that come vote Republican, so they're not going to close that loophole. And it's an endless mess. It's a sham. It's a complete, total sham.
Well, they're being used for
and
cheap
American
labor,
people,
too. And the
American people better wake up, because 85% of all immigrants, legal and illegal, have come into this country in the last 10 years are non-white. That's the goal.
Right.
They have to get rid of the white majority, and that's exactly what they're doing.
They're trying to bring our country down. During Eisenhower's administration, it was law that any year's total immigrant population, which was called each year's immigrant class, had to be roughly demographically in proportion to the then existing population in the United States, which is, to be frank, Anglo majority. Therefore, the majority class had to be Anglo majority. Now we're bringing 85% each year's immigrant total population, mostly illegal and almost all entirely non-Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not in favor of bigotry for people who really are patriotic to our country and lawfully here who happen to be minority, but I'm definitely opposed to anyone, white or non-white, coming to this country illegally with the idea that they're going to take advantage of our country and secretly want to bring our country down and turn our total constitutional system on its head.
Well, you can thank
that should be stopped.
You can thank John McCain's buddy, Ted Kennedy.
Right, Ted Kennedy needs to go.
He's gone.
Ted Kennedy a while back, my partner and I, we called for a boycott of Massachusetts and Arizona because of McCain and Kennedy, that you should boycott all tourism of these two states until they're removed from office. Well, the front page of the Boston paper, they called us nut jobs for saying that. So this is what we're up against.
We also need to get rid of the 17th Amendment. You would have states picking their own legislations, picking their senators again. You wouldn't be stuck with these non-representative senators. Kennedy doesn't represent Massachusetts. McCain's not representing Arizona, among others.
One thing we have to
like
one thing we have to get rid of is the fact that most of the senators, over 50%, are lawyers.
Right.
Now, here are lawyers, part of the judicial system.
Conflict of interest. There should be either legislators or there shouldn't be both.
But, which
agree.
Is a conflict of interest, but does anybody do anything about it? No, because there's no money to get this done. The opposition has all the money in the world. And, again, it's the dumb gringos out there saying, oh, I don't want to be a racist. Well, the ones yelling racist the loudest are the racists.
Right.
They are the racists.
And it's
La Raza is a racist organization, the Tan Clan. And I wish people would call them such as the Tan Clan. And that was a term come up by Terry Anderson.
I'm a fan of his.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Dave, we've got a break, but many good points. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for your time,
gentlemen. We'll be back with another call when we return. John Clark is my guest, Americans for Immigration Control. Go to the website, immigrationcontrol.com, and Broken Borders is his latest video. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we are back now. Not much time. We have some time left. I do want to take another call from Idaho. Wes, hello. You're on the air with John Clark.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to point out a scientific fact here that needs to be interjected. One would think, logically, that you have a black father, you have a white mother, that the offspring would be 50-50 to decide which way to go culturally, traditionally, politically, that's unfortunately not the case. The white gene is regressive. It is submissive.
Mm-hmm.
The black gene is dominant. And
mm-hmm.
this can be
right.
proven in all of history. Everyone that's half and half, even one-eighth black will identify with their black genes genetically. I wanted to point out a Nobel Prize winner, Albert Schweitzer. His statement, well, it's nearly perfect. I understand Denmark is having a problem over there, and going around on the Internet right now is a thing by Susan McKellen. Hope you can, everybody can read that. The 14th Amendment was illegal. It got all of us citizens into the federal power, but
mm-hmm.
it was
yep.
not passed legally. It was passed under the war powers.
Right.
At that time, the Congress that voted it in was put into power by way of the war powers. They were not duly elected.
No, it was a radical Congress, radical Republicans, and Thaddeus Stevens Republicans. And then they pulled out, Ohio pulled out, and New Jersey reversed their vote, leaving them short. So it was never legally ratified, but they proclaimed it ratified anyway, and now we've been living with the results ever since.
And the centralized federal power.
Right, exactly.
I want to ask John Clark.
Yes, go ahead, quickly.
John Clark, if he knew of a Kevin McDonald, professor, California State, Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to read.
I think Kevin McDonald, name rings a bell.
He's on the ADL hit list now, the Southern Poverty Law Center, because of his work detailing this overview of the illegals crisis.
Where
he's really
partner,
been doing yeoman work.
My partner, Barry Weinstein, whose parents were in the Holocaust, is on the ADL's hit list because of his views on illegal immigration. He's an anti-Semite.
Well,
he must be doing something right.
Holocaust. You might want to Google the name Wesley Ewers, E-W-E-R-S, and get a little education on that topic, and I'll leave with that. Thank you.
Okay, yes, thank you. There's a lot to be learned by all of us, no question about it.
I forgot to mention the name of my show in August is America Betrayed. If
America
go,
Betrayed, huh? I like that name. That's a pretty nice name.
Yeah, if people go to theamericanvoice.com, they'll see that it's coming August 5th, and some pretty dynamite guests. And
What time of the night will you be on there?
Well, Tuesday it'll be on 7 West Coast, 10 East Coast.
Okay.
And Thursday it'll be on 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast.
All right. And people can go on immigrationcontrol.com as well and look you up, John Clark. Thank you so much for your report.
You're more than welcome to come on the show and guest host anytime you like, Rick.
I will. Give me the word. Thank you,
okay.
John. We'll talk again, too. Bye-bye. All right. We're out of time. Hey, very interesting calls tonight. Very good to have you. I appreciate all of the diversities. And we will do it again tomorrow night, Lord willing, right here at Republic. Support Republic Trading and RepublicBroadcasting.org. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, good night, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Men, are you urinating?